K-Rock, hello, who's this?
It's Evan.
Evan, would you like a four-pack of tickets to the Thrill Capital of the World?
Hell yeah, I would.
You got it. You're also in the qualifying to get a pair of 2027 gold passes, so you can go unlimited number of times.
Nice. Thank you so much.
It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb, the guy 30 years later who was accused of Tupac's murder, who also wrote about it in a book, is pleading innocent. In animal news, we have a raccoon rocking a pole. In What's Up with Florida, we've got a great story. At 4:20, we have Catch of the Day. That's our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we got more four packs for you to go to Magic Mountain. And a week ago Friday, when I was here, we were taking phone calls on your secret... K-Rock, hello!
Hey! My secret talent is that I can fart on command.
Oh, my God.
You know we're going to have to test that.
We're like, all right, let her rip. Go ahead.
Okay. I can't right now.
Oh, boo!
You got nervous? I got nervous. Like, when I felt like, yeah.
She puckered up. Oh, my God.
I shouldn't be booing a kid for not being able to fart. There's something wrong here. All right, we're going to come back to you. Hold on. K-Rock, hello.
I'm Mexican, and I can do a really good Indian and Vietnamese accent.
Uh-oh. This is where it gets dicey.
I'm not sure we want to get into this.
Yeah. What kind of nail you like?
Nope. Nope.
Thanks for calling.
Sorry. All right, back to the farter. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Oh, what, you meant fart? Oh.
You can do it.
We have faith in you.
We can't. I'm sorry, I can't.
Okay.
Thank you for trying. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Oh, you just want to eat them up. Get your greasy little face up next to the radio because it's time for America's favorite radio program, Animal Stories.
Time for Kevin Ryder's
Animal Stories!
A Santa Ana raccoon is finally safe after it got stuck on top of a pole.
Slumped over a pole in Santa Ana, a raccoon appeared scared and struggling.
That's so bad.
Pauline, who didn't want to appear on camera.
Yeah, you never want to appear on camera because those raccoons will come for you.
Lives in the home just below. She says on Wednesday, her husband made the discovery.
Our dog was going crazy. He comes in, he goes, oh my gosh, there's a raccoon up on the pole.
They put food and water at the base of the pole. Sure, the raccoon would be hungry and thirsty enough to come down.
I mean, honestly, it depends on how much money she needed to make.
The next morning, she was shocked it was still there.
Wow, slow night.
Concerned for its well-being, she said they called Santa Ana Animal Services.
And they're like, oh, we don't usually do anything like for that.
You're the Santa Ana Animal Services. When do you do things?
You know, it's too much liability to go up there on the pole.
So her niece called a friend, Karen Lapisco, a volunteer wildlife rescuer and transporter.
We just didn't know the state that he was in. He wasn't moving much most of the time.
Well, I mean, you're never going to get tips that way.
She and her network in the wildlife community began sharing the raccoon's images on social media, urging someone to help get it down.
Everybody likes to think they're the hero and they can take that raccoon off the pole.
On Thursday night, a crew from Southern California Edison did.
It takes a village.
A volunteer was in the neighborhood ready to take the raccoon in for treatment, but at the sight of its saver, it conquered its apparent fear of falling and ran down and away on its own. A raccoon rescue with a happy ending.
Yes. Yes. We have a four-pack of tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain, plus a chance to qualify for a pair of 2027 gold passes. So you can go as many times as you want. And your chance to win those is coming up in less than 10 minutes here on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Roger.
Hey, Roger, you got a four-pack of Six Flags Magic Mountain tickets.
Oh, hell yeah, my brother.
You got another three people you can take?
Yes, I do. My family, my little guys.
Perfect. You also are qualified to get a pair of 2027 gold passes, so you can go as many times as you want.
Oh, badass, brother.
More four packs of tickets for Six Flags Magic Mountain on the way. Keep listening for that. You know how occasionally it can be super annoying to get into a concert? All right, so last night I went to see Earth, Wind, and Fire at the Intuit Dome, and I've never been there before. That's the Clippers' new arena, and it's down by the Forum. But I've never been there, so I bought tickets, and to use the tickets, they make you download the Intuit Dome app, and you have to fill in all of your information, and you have to create a full account. Then you have to transfer the tickets into that app. Then you can use them. Annoying. Then they say every single person has to have their own ticket and they all have to sign up for their own account on the Intuit Dome app. So I'm going with six people. Five other people had to create an account on the Intuit Dome app. All right, listen, maybe it's worth it. It's a new system they're working out. When I get to the arena, everything will be really smooth and I'll be able to go right to my seat and I'll be able to get drinks and food and whatnot. And it'll be a good night. So just put that out of your mind and go to the concert. I get to the concert and I get to the place where they scan your tickets. And she says, put your phone up to the scanner. So I have to get my phone out and I have to sign in again to the Intuit Dome app. And then the scanner's not quite working. So I do it three or four times, doesn't work. And then the people with me have to all open their apps and sign in at the door. Mind you, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people behind us waiting to get into the Intuit Dome. And we're getting a complete IRS audit at the gate. Eventually, after what seemed like a half hour, it was probably 5 to 10 minutes, which is way too long for one party to scan into an arena. But all right, put that behind me, go in, have a good time. Hey, we should get some drinks. Okay, we walk over by where the drinks are. You have to sign in with your Intuit Dome account before you pick up the drink, and then you have to sign in when you pay for it. What? How is that possible? If it's a new system, got it. Work out the bugs in practice. Maybe it was their first night using this new system at Intuit Dome, but it blows. Then I feel like you could work out the kinks when there aren't 17,000 people trying to get inside the arena. So later in the night, my wife has to go to the bathroom. So she says, I'm going to the restroom. And I said, do you have to fill out a form to use the restroom? These are texts now. She says, fingerprints. I said, prick your finger for blood. She says, retinal scan. I said, colonoscopy. Nope. It may be the worst experience I've ever had in Los Angeles going to a concert. It's possible. Later in the night, however, their machines weren't working, and so they gave us our drinks for free. So, all good.
The only man ever charged in the murder of Tupac Shakur goes on trial today.
This is a current headline. Today, they're starting to pick the jury for the Tupac Shakur murder. When did it happen? 1996. Details coming up on K-Rock. We have four packs of tickets for you to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain, and you also will get a pair of 2027 gold passes if you qualify.
People are dumb, people are dumb, people are dumb, people are dumb.
The only man ever charged in the murder of Tupac Shakur goes on trial today.
How is it possible that there's somebody finally 30 years late? It took them 30 years to bring this case.
Jury selection set to start nearly 30 years after the legendary rapper was killed in a drive-by shooting.
Well, many thought it would never be solved. Now, after 30 years, prosecutors say they can finally prove how the murder of Tupac Shakur was carried out. The only person ever charged is going on trial.
Those prosecutors are on it.
Tupac Shakur was a hip-hop giant.
I love the news trying to pull just a clip of Tupac's song without cursing in it.
The face of West Coast rap in the 90s, shot dead in Las Vegas that fateful night, September 7th, 1996.
They say justice moves slow, but
today, Las Vegas prosecutors say they can prove the murder was orchestrated by one-time South L.A. gang leader Dwayne Davis, street name Keefe D.
Here's where the dumb part comes in. Keefe D was a gang leader and wrote a book about the murder of Tupac, where he says he was there. when Tupac was shot, and that he provided the gun. He put all of these things in a book.
Davis, seen here being arrested in 2023 for Shakur's murder. He spoke exclusively to ABC News from inside jail.
Oh, wow, inside the jail for a statement from a man accused of murder. This should be juicy.
I'm innocent.
But for years...
Wait a minute, that's the whole interview?
I'm innocent.
But for years, Davis has boasted about his alleged involvement in Shakur's murder. He even published a book admitting to his role in it.
Why would he write a book saying he did that?
A book he now says he didn't write. Davis now pleading not guilty to one count of murder.
And I'm being held against my will.
Dude, you wrote a book about the fact that you were involved in Tupac's killing. Of course you're being held against your will.
Prosecutors allege Shakur and Death Row Records founder Suge Knight assaulted Davis's nephew, and then Davis set out for revenge.
You remember that video from the MGM Grand in the lobby where they were beating up that kid?
He and three others in a white Cadillac allegedly finding Shakur and Knight at a stoplight off the Vegas Strip. Shots were fired, Shakur dying within days.
Now, for his part, Davis claims he's been lying all of these years to sell books and that he didn't have anything to do with the murder.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
Agreed.
Prosecutors want to prove he's been telling the truth. Jury selection could last all week.
Not interested, sir.
We have a 4-pack of tickets for you to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain. And one lucky listener will also get a pair of 2027 gold passes, so you can go as many times as you want. Chance to win's coming up right after Orgy on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Susie.
Susie, you are caller 20.
Woo!
You got a 4-pack of tickets to the thrill capital of the world, and you're also in the qualifying for the 2027 gold passes, which means you can go as many times as you want in 2027.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome, Susie.
Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, QVC personality Toni Braxton went massively viral last week while demonstrating one of her wigs during a live segment. And since you weren't here and it was the best story that has happened in a long time, I was like, we got to bring it in today. So here's a clip.
I love to show the texture and this wave pattern. Again, it looks like you went and got a blowjob at your blowout at your salon. And it looks beautiful.
I got to tell you, my favorite part of that is that afterwards she just fades down into the ground.
She just goes down. It's so funny. My favorite part is the, oh my God. It's so good. And that has racked up millions of views. QVC have even posted it on their social media.
Deserving.
And she called it one of the biggest bloopers of her career. But her attitude about it is just so funny. And she's going to be on The Tonight Show tonight. And I'm just happy for all the love she's getting from this. Number two, hundreds of bald Californians gathered in Glendale on Saturday for a free bald meetup filled with community and friendly competition.
What the hell? Competition?
Meetup today for the Follicly Challenge.
The free meetup brought together hundreds of bald Californians in Glendale for an afternoon of community and some friendly competition. And it wasn't just for people lacking hair. There were a fair amount of people today wearing bald caps. Plus, there was an impromptu head shaving for one person in solidarity with a loved one.
It was kind of the back of my mind already, but then they're all like, oh, $100. I'm like, well, I was already thinking about it. $100? Why not?
If you feel like it's time, shave. Do it. Never too late. All shapes are welcome. Oh, we gotta stick together. Definitely. It's a brotherhood slash sisterhood. A lot of camaraderie behind it. You see somebody bald walking down the street, automatically you get that what's up hand nod.
It's a very inclusive community. Attendees say they are now excited to meet every year and celebrate their community.
I love it.
I hope Mr. Worldwide was there. Number three. A restaurant in South Florida is generating a lot of buzz around a new monthly experience, nude dining.
Nope.
Yep.
Imagine you go to a nice steakhouse. It's great. The fillets are fully dressed, but the diners, well, not so much.
What? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is what's happening at a South Florida restaurant.
Let's do a nude dinner.
Class Soiree Steakhouse in Hollywood is the talk of the town and also social media. Rod Alley is the chef and owner. He came up with the once-a-month concept to get new business and to generate some real buzz. Nude diners.
Come on.
Jeff Alley says there's a... What? Says there's a market for it. And if you are hating on it, he doesn't care. Just leave his customers alone.
Please allow people to express themselves at our place.
Nothing like expressing yourself like being in the nude. Nude dining experience costs between $150 and $300.
Wow,
and in case you were
right?
wondering, the city of Hollywood says the nude dining is legal because the workers there, they're clothed.
Okay, interesting.
How are you supposed to eat a steak with somebody naked beside you?
You do you. You know what I mean? I support it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Kev?
I'm not down.
New dining?
I'm not down. Okay. I'm a mess when I eat. I'm killing myself in that restaurant.
Oh, my God. Florida's never letting us down. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
I love this guy's voice. It's a new song from Nothing But Thieves. It's called Baby Cool, and in parentheses, Evelyn. The third song off their upcoming album, Stray Dogs, which comes out September 25th. The band describes it as feeling like they'd wandered back into the garage where the band started. It's got one foot in glam and the other in grunge. They will be in Southern California April 4th at the Palladium. Baby Cool, Evelyn, Nothing But Thieves is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Baby Cool, in parentheses, Evelyn. It's new from Nothing But Thieves. Their new album, Stray Dogs, comes out September 25th. And that's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday, and we have tickets for you coming up.
Yes, we're going to go into What's Your Story, and we'll have a chance for you to win a four-pack of tickets to Six Flags on K-Rock.
Maybe you can get these tickets before school starts again?
Yeah, that would be... I feel like so many schools have started already,
That's
though.
That's crazy.
It's insane. But we do have four packs of tickets for you to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain coming up during What's Your Story on K-Rock.
So I was on vacation last week. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. And I went to Palm Springs because why not? It's 150 here.
Yeah.
Might as well go there.
Yeah.
Nobody else wants to go to Palm Springs in the middle of the summer. So you can get like a house with a pool for the less than the price of a hotel room.
Hell yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So we went there last week and it was 111 and we got a swimming pool and it was great. We were having a good time. And at some point we got out of the pool and went into the bedroom and started trying to do the twisted pretzel. And while we were doing that, you know, with the anti-gravity boots and the thing that's involved in that. Yeah, the ropes and pulleys. So we're doing that, and we're thinking about transitioning to the Soup Mountain Surprise. And just before that happens, we hear this. Right outside the bedroom window.
No.
It's a gardener.
And the window's open.
Yep,
the
window's open. He's right there.
Yes.
She said, do you think he saw? I was like, yes, I think he saw everything, and I hope he did, and I hope it ruined his day.
Oh, my God.
Because that's not what you want. You don't want that. You don't ever want to hear that.
Mm-mm, no.
All right, so you got caught having sex is our topic. 800-520-1067. You got caught having sex. This is What's Your Story? The number is 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we've got your four-pack of tickets to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain. And one lucky winner, you're going to get a pair of 2027 gold passes so you can go whenever the hell you want.
You know what? These are fun, too, from the other standpoint, which is you saw having someone sex and you didn't like that. It's not what you were looking for.
The last time we did this was the best. There was like the woman that worked at the gym and she caught the older couple that were having sex in the jacuzzi.
Yes.
And that was,
not good.
That was for the win.
So 800-520-1067. You got caught having sex. We are doing What's Your Story? We are taking your phone calls about getting caught having sex.
714 said, my neighbor came over and walked right in while I was giving oral sex to my wife. That's so awkward because you gotta see him again and again and again.
Yes, it is. You got caught having sex.
714 said, I was at the beach in San Clemente. There was no parking after a certain time. Me and my girlfriend at the time parked there and we were having sex in the car. When we were done, there was a parking ticket on the windshield.
What? He didn't disturb them?
They will do anything to get your money.
That's fantastic.
Oh my God.
We are doing What's Your Story, and we're taking phone calls about you got caught having sex at 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we got your four-pack of tickets to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain, and one lucky winner, you're going to get a pair of 2027 gold passes.
All right, you got caught having sex?
I was on the freeway. I ran out of gas in my vehicle, and I was with my boyfriend at the time,
And while we were on the side of the freeway waiting for AAA, we ended up, you know, trying to do the, well, we did the beep, but then we were, right as we were finishing, CHP had pulled up behind us and put, you know, they had their lights on and everything.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah, and so I barely had enough time to jump back into the driver's seat and try to, you know, cover myself, but they had walked up to the windows by then, but the CHP officer ended up knowing my boyfriend at the time. They both had been in prison together. The CHP as an undercover, and, you know, obviously my boyfriend at the time was an inmate.
Did that work out? Did that work out in your favor or no?
Yeah, actually, the CHP, he quickly covered his name tag, and because they recognized each other right away, and then they pushed us off the freeway with their vehicle, actually.
Wow.
So you got away with it. By the way, you were inviting people to catch you if you're on the side of the freeway?
It's thrilling.
K-Rock, hello.
My boyfriend and I, we were making out in my car in like the parking lot of a park, and so we had all the windows rolled up, right? And
right.
So anyway, so this cop knocking on my driver's door, like, window, and we're just, like, freaking out, like, oh, my God. And luckily, like, he didn't give us a ticket or anything, but, yeah, it's pretty scary because it's, like...
Well, and you definitely don't want to get caught by a cop, you know? That's the thing you don't want.
Well, that was nice that he was cool about it.
Yeah.
What exact position were you in when you heard the knock?
We were in the 69.
Extra points for getting in that position in a car.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
And you had to jump out of that into the driver's seat. Well done.
Doing gymnastics.
Right. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I was with my girlfriend, now wife, but we were in the back seat. An officer knocked and told me to get out and cut me a break. You know, I don't know if he got scared from what he saw because I came down with, like, no pants.
You're suggesting that he was scared of your wiener?
He said, you know, hey, you guys, just come out here. Let's talk about all the laws you're breaking.
What a buzzkill.
And he just asked, is this consensual? I said, yes. My girlfriend said, yes. And he said, you guys need to get out of here. And he peeled out of there. He swore it so fast.
It's that scary wiener of yours. He had to get out of there.
We are taking your phone calls at K-Rock. You got caught having sex.
323 said, my dad walked in when I was 16, naked, on top of my first boyfriend. It has never been discussed. That's the way to go. You got caught having sex. Call or text 800-520-1067.
K-Rock, hello. You got caught having sex?
Hey, so my buddy and I are heading to the club one night. Park our car and we're walking to the club and we pass by a car and he's like, that's my ex-girlfriend's car. I'm like looking around, it's moving a little bit, and I look inside and she's banging some other guy.
Did you say anything or let them know you were there?
No, just walked on by.
Yeah. That's pretty great.
You got caught having sex.
949 said the maid service walked in on my husband and I in a hotel room in Vegas. Apparently we didn't hear her knocking. My husband abruptly got up walking towards her and calmly asked, can I help you? Full Monty. She kept apologizing and walking backwards till she got to the door. Oh my God.
What's your story? Is the name of what we're doing right now on K-Rock. We do it every day from about 4:30 to about 5:30. And today's stories are you got caught having sex. And you have a story like that?
Yes, I did on an airplane bathroom.
Oh,
yes.
So that, you know, going in, there's a decent chance of that, right?
I did, but I really thought I had it down until there was knocks at the door.
How long was the flight and how long were you in the restroom?
I was flying to Seattle and probably 10 minutes in the bathroom, and they were so small, we were making noise. So the stewardess knocked on the door, and I pretended I was sick, and he was helping me.
Did she buy it?
No, she didn't.
they can't really do anything to you, right?
No, there's no way.
Right. There's no cameras.
Right. Yeah, they can't prove anything.
You do good work.
I love it.
But it was embarrassing when we both walked out.
Of course. It's the airplane walk of shame. K-Rock, hello.
So me and my wife decided to go for a hike, and we decided to eat some mushrooms. And so we're going on the hike, and we got a little horny. So we decided, let's go off the trail and have sex. Well, apparently, we just went down the trail more and started having sex on the trail still. And we didn't realize it until someone's dogs came up and started sniffing at us, and we looked up and we saw their owners taking the long way around.
Oh my God, yelling for their dog.
But they let their dog come over and check you out?
We thought we were off the trail, but I guess not.
Yeah.
That must have been an interesting sensation when you were on mushrooms, getting sniffed by a dog naked having sex.
Oh, we couldn't stop laughing.
That's so good.
K-Rock, hello.
Right after I graduated college, my family gave me an iPad as a gift. And my girlfriend at the time was with me, and she was pretty excited about the fact that I got this iPad. And so for the next few weeks, we decided to beat the brakes off of the fact that this had video recording capabilities.
Right.
And fast forward a few more weeks, and we go see her family at her family's lake house. And at the same time, her brother, who's in high school, and all of his friends from high school come down, and we all meet up at the lake. And these are all the friends who've grown up seeing my girlfriend as the hot older sister.
Right.
Who's in college. And she's bringing this boyfriend, but he seems okay. And wait, he's got an iPad. Can we take a look at this thing? And
you said no.
I don't really understand it all that well. I was like, sure, take a look. Thinking nothing of it. Maybe 1 or 2 days later into the trip, I realized that they have gone through all of the videos and showed her brother every single one of them.
Oh, my God.
That's so wrong.
The whole nine, wigs, temporary tattoos, every flavor of sex you can imagine, all recorded on an iPad, and they just made him watch it all.
Oh,
did you just upload it to Pornhub after that?
Might as well make money.
No. I should have thought about that.
Yes, you should have, for God's sakes.
Oh, showed it to the brother.
Oh, that's
weird.
Like, what, 3 or 4 years younger? All right. I like Mushroom Guy.
Yeah, I did too.
Because of the idea that he thought he was off. What's his name?
Yeah, off the trail. His name is Vinny.
Vinny.
Hi. What's going on, you guys?
Hey, buddy.
So you thought you were off the trail. You're having sex. What did you think when you first heard?
It was a pack of pugs.
Oh, no. That's my nightmare.
Wow. And
they came up and they started, sniffing and we're like, what the heck? Where do these dogs come from? And we look up and we see their owners. Like going the long way around the trail,
just
like,
hightailing it the other direction,
just yelling for their dogs.
Yeah, well, they're going, man.
Well, Vinny, we loved your story, dude. You're gonna win a 4-pack of tickets to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
No way.
Yes, sir. And you're in the running for a pair of 2027 gold passes as well, so you can go whenever the heck you want.
Oh man, that's so awesome!
Hell yeah!
Thank you guys so much.
Congrats, man.
I'll try not to have sex there.
Thank you, Vinny. It is the world famous K-Rock. You want to go to Magic Mountain? We've got your tickets.
Your next chance to win up a 4-pack of tickets and get in the running to win a pair of 2027 gold passes is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.